This is the sound of the cafe where I spend a large amount of my life, where I do some of my best work, my best thinking, my best collaborating, my best planning, scheming. And I'm having breakfast. And it's 10:34 on a very chilly morning, when it could turn easily from bright sun to rain. The audio booth that I've made, and I have made over 1,000 of them, the audio booth I've made that has been listened to most times is a conversation with the owner of this cafe. His name is John McCarthy. And certainly neither he nor I can understand why the audio conversation between us has been listened to over, very conservative estimate, over 3,000 times, and closer to 4, I think. It's my most popular audio book, and it was recorded shortly after Eamon Gilmore, the Irish Labour Party leader, had chatted with me on audio book in this same cafe during the election run-up to the last general election campaign in Ireland. Now, you would kind of think that a conversation with the leader of the Irish Labour Party might wipe the floor with a cafe owner and myself. 3.5 minutes of audio. Actually, a conversation that was curtailed suddenly because my iPhone battery ran out. But it remains, well, in my humble opinion, it's a gem of a piece because it's so ordinary. And its ordinariness gives it its specialness. And I do think that people listen to things for very strange reasons. And one of the reasons is that they really like things that kind of get under their guard. So they expect politicians to be very forceful, they expect them to be very opinionated, so they have their guard up against all that sort of stuff. But a cafe owner who's sitting here chatting about, you know, what the place looks like after everyone has left, and whether he's made any money during that day, and what his staff thought of all the fuss, well, that's so ordinary, and it's so much like what we really want to find out, that I think that might be why John McCarthy is the most listened to person on my audio stream. Of course, there's always the possibility that the full audio hasn't been listened to, and that people just listened to about 2 seconds of it and decided boring and moved on, but the stats would still show that they had been listening. Which brings me unexpectedly to a question, really, which is all this analytic stuff that we live in the world today. Excuse me while I have some scrambled egg and grilled bacon. No, I think the bacon's from some local pig. Certainly the sausages are pretty good. And I'll be moving on to coffee after I finish the pot of tea. And for those of you curious enough to say, well, what kind of toast are you eating? I'm having both white and brown in a kind of 50-50 ratio. So back to the question of analytics. You know, Google Analytics is a powerful tool. Where would we be without it? Okay, take that as given. Well, Google Analytics is not enough. I'll give you an example. If I'm sitting here in the cafe and somebody comes in, and I hope somebody does come in and interrupt me, because, you know, I'm social today. Somebody's, and we have a chat, and I say, look, there's this wonderful crowd called Misfit Inc., who you never heard of. Let me just show you. So I click on my iPhone and I show them Misfit Inc. And that's all. We turn it off straight away. The stats show that, you know, Misfit Inc. has had a hit. I then don't say anything anymore about Misfit Inc. Or the person says back to me something about another site. No, I'm tying myself up in knots. But basically, let's say, I then, remembering my friend and his interest in, or tiny possibility of his interest in Misfit Inc., I then go back later on and I log into the Misfit Inc.'s, you know, landing page, wherever they land me. And I go straight from there to a particular part of the Misfits Inc. Site, which was brought into my mind by my friend in Cafe Beva. And I then spend 45 minutes on that particular thing. Misfits Inc. finds that I went from their landing page to that 45 minute stay. But they haven't a clue why. They don't know. And I then turn it off, and I'm now fully briefed about what Misfit Inc. content is on that particular page. I run into my friend the next day and I say, by the way, you know that thing I was telling you about yesterday? Well, here's some more information. And as a result of this, this guy goes straight down the same path. He goes home and he logs on to Misfit Inc. Misfits Inc. have no idea that there's a connection between him and me. And they have no way of finding out either. Unless, you know, my friend leaves a comment on the Misfit Inc. blog to say, I found you via, you know, Omani blog yesterday. And this is why I'm interested. So the really interesting stuff isn't captured at all. Now, I've had a discussion with the editor of one of Cork's newspapers about this, the Cork Independent, the editor of the Cork Independent, and I had a conversation about 4 or 5 weeks ago about this. And I'm remembering that conversation now about analytics and how we need more than analytics. And I have really only barely announced a topic. I don't feel I've said anything very persuasive about it yet. But it's a topic I'd like to return to. I kind of wonder, is anybody else anyway interested in this? Anyway, I'll play you out with the sound of this busy cafe.